Masechet Zeah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Mishalchim Kalim, Bein Tfurim, Bein She'enan Tfurim. A person may send to his friend on Yom Tov clothes, whether they are sewn, or even if they aren't sewn. Ba'af al-pi she'yesh bem klayim, even if these clothes contain klayim. V'heim l'tzorech hamoed, as long as they are l'tzorech hamoed. Now how is unsewn kalim l'tzorech hamoed? The reason is that you can use it to cover yourself with, and even clothes that contain klayim, if they're cushioned, they're not soft, they're hard, you can sit on them, and that would be mutter. Avolo sandal hamasumer, velo minol she'enu tafur. But you cannot send to your friend on Yom Tov a spiked sandal or a shoe which is not yet sewn. Now, a spiked sandal, the Chacham said, you aren't allowed to wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The reason being because of a ma'isa shahaya that many people were killed. Ayyadei, this sandal, I'm a sumar, and a ma'isa that happened on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan said you can't wear these things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, since it's not l'tzorech Yom Tov, you may not send it to your friend. And an unsewn shoe also you can't send because that has no purpose on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach lo min olavan, mipnei tzarek umas. You also can't send white shoes to your friend because it requires an umas. You need somebody to blacken it. As in the place where Rabbi Yehuda lived, nobody walked around with white shoes. The minhag was to wear only black shoes. So therefore, this was not rari for Yom Tov. That klal. This is the rule. Anything which is ready to be benefited from, it doesn't need any more work, you can send it on Yom Tov. Even if this thing that you're sending isn't right for Yom Tov itself, but if it doesn't require any more work and right away on Chol you can benefit from it, then you can send it on Yom Tov, and that's coming to include tefillin. Even though we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, you can send it, since the tefillin is ready to be worn right away for Chol. And even though we said before, sandal hamasumer, you can't send, even though that's ready to be worn right away, b'chol. The answer is, since it was a takala that happened on the day of the sandal hamasumer, the Rabbanan do not allow you to send it on Yom Tov. And even though the Mishnah said before, behem l'tzarech hamoed, you need that these products should be l'tzarech hamoed, the Beis Yosef answers, since on the day that a person receives these presents, he has simcha on Yom Tov, it brings him simcha, so therefore, that's considered l'tzorech hamoed, and it's mutter. Masechet Zeah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov shechol yoyis erev Shabbos. Yom Tov that comes out in erev Shabbos. Lo yivashu adam mitchila meyom tov l'shabbos. A person cannot start cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Even though in Torah you are allowed to cook from Yom Tov l'shabbos, because we have a svara, ho mikle l'orchem chazile. If guests would show up, this food that you're cooking for Shabbos, you would be able to serve your guests. So therefore, it's right for Yom Tov itself. But Midrabanan, Rabbanan said that you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless you make an Erev Tashilim. You start cooking from before Yom Tov. And two reasons are given for this. One reason that is given is that you should not forget Shabbos from all your tirdas of Yom Tov that you're working hard to prepare for Yom Tov. You might forget to leave over food for Shabbos. So therefore, by preparing something before Yom Tov for Shabbos, you'll remind yourself to leave over something good for Shabbos. And the second reason that is given is not the covered Shabbos, but the covered Yom Tov, that a person, when he sees that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and certainly you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, that will be marbet, and covered Yom Tov, a person will see the chashivas of Yom Tov. Avo mevashahu the Yom Tov, he can cook in mind to eat this food on Yom Tov. Im heiser, heiser l'Shabbos. And if he has left over, then he can keep that for Shabbos. V'oisa tavsho me'erv Yom Tov. And if he wants to cook for Yom Tov l'Shabbos, then he has to make a tavsho from Erev Yom Tov. V'soymech olav l'Shabbos. He can rely on that tavsho, that Erev Tavshilin, that you started cooking from Erev Yom Tov. For Shabbos, you can rely on that to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Beishame says the Erev Tashilim that you start cooking from Erev Yom Tov has to be two Tashilim. Ubeitilo Oimrim Tashil Echad. Beitilo says you're only required to make one Tashil before Yom Tov. Ushavin Bedag Ubeitza Sha'olav. Shehem Shnei Tashilim. They agree that if you cook an egg together with the fish, that would be considered shnei tavshilim. Even according to Beis Shammai, that would suffice for your heir tavshilim. Achlo osha avad. If your heir tavshilim gets eaten or lost before you finish cooking for Shabbos, lo yavashu alav b'tchili. You can't start cooking now for Shabbos anymore since it got lost. But if you already started cooking, you can continue finishing to cook that dish. The imsayer mimenu kol shehu, if a little bit is left of your erev tashil and not all of it was eaten or lost, somech alav the Shabbos, then you can rely on that and continue cooking for Shabbos. But lechatchila, the erev tashilin has to be at least a kezayis.